Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 74 of Blissen Up. So today is the last sacred Sunday of September. And if you've been here a while, then you already know what that means. But if you are new here, welcome. Welcome to this podcast. Welcome to my world. And welcome to the Live With Intention framework. Live With Intention is a framework that I've created. I'm living with a life of rhythm and reflection. It's where we notice what's been working, what hasn't been working. We name our intention for the upcoming month, and we spend the month nurturing that intention. And this is a game-changing practice that can really help you step into alignment, live with a flow, and experience sparks of bliss. So it is a very meaningful practice that I have implemented, my clients use, and hopefully you can adopt in your life as well. Now, I will say that this month, I already have had people asking me if the theme that I'm going to choose is going to be the same theme I chose last October, because last October's intention was one of those themes that resonated so deeply with our audience. Everyone loved it. People really connected to the intention, and I would say have carried that intention through into 2025 and throughout the year of 2025. So I know a lot of people have been wanting the same intention. And I thought a lot about this, and I was like, maybe I should just repeat it because it worked so well last year. It'll probably work well this year. But energetically, I was feeling a different vibe. And I believe part of living with intention is really honoring the energetics, the flow, and the season and the rhythm that you are in. And one of the incredible things about this process is the noticing part. Noticing really requires focus, attention to detail, to the nuances. It requires attention to your language, the words that you choose. Everything is intentional. So I was thinking about it and I decided it's not the same theme from last year. Now, if you're curious what the theme was from last year, I'm going to tell you. It was closing the loops. And I'll tell you why I came up with that theme last year. So October is that month that precedes the big holidays in the United States, right? It's October is that last month before we go into Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. There's winter break at school. There's Thanksgiving break at school. People travel, family comes in from out of town. There's lots of parties. There's lots of end of years celebrations. There's a lot of planning that goes into the end of the year. And there is a sense of closing things down and starting fresh, starting anew in January. So last year I thought, well, in October, this is a perfect time to close all of those open loops that have been pending, all those open tabs that all of us carry in our brains. You know what they are. You probably have a million tabs in your brain open right now. And I thought closing all those loops is just a wonderful way of getting ahead of the game so that you can step into November and December with holiday joy, with the ability to spend time with your family, to enjoy the holidays, to not work so hard, not to have to be so efficient. So I really liked that theme and it resonated a lot with everyone. And what I noticed throughout the year was it kept coming back. People, my clients talk about it all the time. It continues to come back, right? It's, I need to close this loop. I need to close this loop. I need to close this loop. So it was one of those themes that stuck and stayed with us. And I think is a theme. I often talk about stacking themes. I don't think this is like a one and done scenario. I think every month brings its own energy. But when something works really well, you stack it onto something else. And you start to build this life, this intentional life of practices, habits, thoughts, and intentions that really serve you well. So I love doing that. But as I was thinking about this year, as opposed to last year, I noticed something significant. Last year, September was a calmer month. It was, I remember the theme. It was Simply Soulful September. September was about lighting candles, welcoming a new season, taking it easy, going a little slower. September brought a calm energy last year. And by the time that October came, that decisiveness of closing the loops, that productivity feeling felt very aligned, at least for me, and I think for you too, if you think back to last year. But this year, the energy has been different. September wasn't a slow month, at least not for me. September was, there was a lot of traveling. The theme of September was strengthen September. So it was all about strengthening muscles, relationships, time management skills, systems, capacity, is hope, spirituality, like all of the things, right? It was, it required a little bit more grit. It required a little bit more focus. It required more time management. It required more planning. It was a more intense month. September this year has been more gritty. And the state of affairs in the world has also called for a heavier energy. The energy in September has just been heavier than I remember it last year. Maybe I'm remembering it incorrectly. You can tell me if you agree or disagree. But I remember last year it just being so much simpler and this year feeling so much heavier and requiring strength of mind, strength of body, strength of spirit. And because September has required that kind of strength, October is calling for a more calm vibration. It's calling for more groundedness. It's calling for more of an orderly vibe, right? Not so gritty, but rather a time to calm down, to slow down, to savor a little bit, to just restore the spirit a little bit. That's the vibe I'm getting. So that's how I've been feeling, is just a different energy. And living with intention is about going with the ebbs and flow of the months, of the season, of nature, of the circumstances going on in your life, of your soul. That's what this is all about. So after noticing all of these things, I have decided on the Blissen Up theme for October, And the theme is, drumroll please, Orderly October. I was in between, I gotta tell you, I was in between restore and orderly. For some reason, the word restore came to me. I felt like it was like a time to restore order, restore the spirit. I don't know, restore felt very like the right word. But then I looked it up on the dictionary. And restore is about going back to it's an original condition, back to your original state. And I thought, I don't know why I got the word restore in my head, because that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to go back anywhere, like back to an original state. I'm looking to progress, to move forward. But what am I feeling? I'm looking to progress and go forward without hustle, without so much grit, with a little bit more calm, grounded energy. So orderly felt more aligned with this month's theme. When I think of orderly, I think of things that are neat, methodical, ritualistic, systemized, calm. Things are orderly. That is the vibe that I am feeling from my clients, from my one-on-one clients, from my own energy, and from the world. It's kind of like what we need right now. It's just a sense of order, a sense of calm. So how do you nurture an orderly life? For me, this month, I am going to go back to some practices that I love. Just today, I met a friend of mine in Carline when I was dropping off my kid at school. And we had a few minutes to chat, and I looked tired. I was very tired. I have been traveling a lot for the last couple of weeks, and I think it just finally hit me that I was tired. And she noticed. And she said, oh my goodness, you look tired. And she's been through a rough time this last couple months as well. So she understands. And I was just saying to her, yeah, I just feel like I need to come down a bit. I need to just calm down a little bit. And today was a day I decided this morning to take it easy. I just went a little slower and I allowed myself to feel a little tired. And as I was having this conversation with her, she made a suggestion to me. She said, you know, I've been, since I've had a few chaotic months, I've been implementing little 5-minute strategies to have some self-care. And one of the strategies was smelling essential oils. She says, man, there's something so precious about smelling essential oils. So I have an essential oil that my doctor, Dr. Sanchez, made himself. It's called Rejuva Breeze. We used to sell this when we did Rejuva Fast fasts. And because she reminded me of that, I grabbed it, I pulled it out, and I decided I'm going to bring this back to October is my Rejuva Breeze. I'm going to start making sure that I keep it handy and smell my essential oils when I'm feeling like I need to calm down a little bit. So that felt a little orderly. Organizing my kids' rooms. I think it's time to go through their drawers. Things have gotten a little bit messy in their rooms. So I think it's time to order their rooms a little bit. Luckily, my common areas are still organized, but I need to focus a little bit on my kids' rooms. This month is not going to be a big travel month. I have a little bit of travel, but not as much as I did last month. So I am going to enjoy weekends at home, and I'm going to say no a little bit more if I need to restore my energy, to come back to myself and have some calm time. Oh, another big one that I'm going to implement. This one's an interesting one. So something I've noticed in September that I want to leave in September is because I've been working so much and because I have back-to-back clients so often, I will go many hours without eating. So I don't have times, like actual times for meals, and I'll just pick a little bit. You know, I'll have a little bit of chicken, I'll have a little bit of yogurt, I'll have a little bit of whatever's left over from dinner the last night. But I'm not making time to eat a priority. So I want to create a more orderly food system. So I've set some times that I'm going to eat every day, and I am going to make sure that those eating times are in my calendar, and I'm going to fit my coaching schedule around my eating times so that I don't forget to eat, because that's not good for me to go so many hours without eating and then having to graze little by little and then having dips. I want to have a little bit more of a steady meal flow. So I'm creating an orderly eating schedule. So those are just a few ideas of ways that I'm creating order in my life. But here's the thing for you. Maybe for you, this month is about closing the loops. Maybe for you, it is about restoring, going back to something. Or maybe the theme that resonates with you is, in fact, orderly October. Whatever you decide, what matters is that you are noticing what your life needs. What is the energy you want to step into? What is the identity that you want to step into? And you nurture that. That's what this life is about. That's what this practice is about. It doesn't mean living in shame because you're not as organized as you'd like to be. It doesn't mean constantly berating yourself because you indulged a little bit too much over the weekend, or you didn't handle something the way you would have wanted to. It's about daring to notice what your desires are, what your dreams are. Take aligned action. Release what doesn't serve you. Enjoy the magic and the synchronicities along the way. It's about experiencing clarity, having clear values, priorities, and goals, organizing your life according to those priorities, values, and goals, remembering how resilient you are and constantly tapping into that resilience, and learning how to develop your emotional intelligence so that you can manage yourself and those around you in the best way possible. That is what all of this is about. These are the tools to live with intention. It's having a strong core. It's daring to thrive. It's naming the identity you want to step into. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be just like mine. It's more about learning how to go with the ebbs and flows of your life. That's what I want for you. This week I was with my coach, Susan Ford Collins, and we were talking about, she wrote a book called The Joy of Success, and we were talking about the three definitions of success as she has defined them. And success is about completion, deletion, and creation. This month, I am thinking, I'm feeling like October is about completion and deletion. And I'm going to save creation for the spring. Now, maybe something inspires me to create and I will, but I'm feeling right now that I'm in a completion and deletion phase, and I want to approach that in an orderly fashion. That's like the identity I want to approach it with. So that's what I've got for you this week. beautiful sacred Sunday in September. We are closing out this month and we are stepping into the last 90 days of 2025. That's a big deal. We are closing out another year together. We're doing it intentionally and rhythmically, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to do this with you, alongside you. I really am so grateful for the opportunity. A couple of announcements that I want to share. One of the things I did this September is I co-authored a book with my dear friend Luli B, who has a community called Boost. The name of the book is Give Me a Boost, and it is a collection of 10 authors, and we are sharing stories of courage and resilience and hope and rising to be the best version of you. So I'm very excited about this project. It's coming out on October 1st. If you want to read it, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on the show notes so that I can send you an email and you can be the first to know when it comes out. It's going to be out, God willing, on October 1st. So I have that project going on. And I'd also love to announce that on October 4th, we have our sunrise walk. And this is another opportunity to connect with my community, which I'm really excited about. And more than anything, it's an opportunity to wake up in the morning, walk to the sunrise, and witness the glory of nature, of connection, of an early rise. There's nothing like it. It's just the most beautiful time, and I look forward to it all the time. And I've put it into October because those sunrise walks, they bring me order. They feel orderly in my life. They restore my spirit and my soul. My life is always better on the days that I've participated in a sunrise walk. So I'm hosting one for you, for the community. That will also be on my show notes. So those are some fun announcements that I have. We are getting ready for this brand new month, and I am looking forward to spending it with you. Thank you. Have a sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.